USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Following the more than $350 million court verdict in Donald Trump's New York civil fraud trial, Empire State Attorney General Letitia James says she plans to make sure the former president pays what he owes. USA's John Schaefer explains.
New York Attorney General Letitia James has announced her plans to request that a judge confiscate Donald Trump's assets unless he pays the fine imposed on him from his civil fraud lawsuit. The ex-president was mandated to pay for his involvement in inflating his net worth to gain tax and insurance advantages.
Former President Trump is disclosing a roster of possible vice presidential candidates during a Fox News town hall in South Carolina. This week he acknowledged considering South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, and South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem for the vice presidency. Trump praised all the candidates as, quote, solid options, though he did not specify a timeline for announcing his choice. A little girl missing for roughly a week, found dead in a river in suburban Houston. A family friend now accused in her death. Police say 11-year-old Audrey Cunningham turned up dead Tuesday.
And I express with my deepest sympathies and condolences to everyone who knew, who cared for, and loved Audrey.
Polk County Sheriff Byron Lyons, Don McDougal, is the man arrested and charged with Audrey's death. McDougal will reportedly be charged with capital murder. President Biden's brother, James Biden, says that his brother was never involved in any of his financial dealings. James Biden went in for a closed-door interview with U.S. lawmakers Wednesday as part of the GOP-led impeachment inquiry of President Biden in the U.S. House. At the same time, the credibility of the impeachment inquiry is being called into question since the arrest of an ex-FBI informant who allegedly made up bribery allegations against the president. This is USA News.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life, unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
A recent U.S. State Department memo tells staff in the department to make sure and think of the most inclusive language to use that they can so as not to misgender people. Portions of the memo suggested language among staffers transition from things like saying brave men and women on the front lines to brave first responders or brave soldiers to avoid the risk of offending transgender individuals, some of whom serve in dangerous public safety or military jobs.
It's a standard government practice to try to encourage people just to be respectful of others and use the terms with which others are comfortable.
State Department spokesman Matthew Miller at the same time told reporters the memo had Secretary of State Antony Blinken's name on it, but that does not mean it came from Blinken himself. United Airlines will resume one daily flight to Israel. A route from Newark, New Jersey to Tel Aviv will open back up. It's the first time since October when cargo services and passenger flights were suspended following the Hamas terror attack. With the move, United becomes the first American carrier to resume direct service. Fans of Rocketman Elton John are snatching up collectible items in a major memorabilia auction. It was held late Wednesday in New York City by Christie's, the London-based auction house. Sterling silver rocket-shaped cocktail shakers hit the auction block, as well as the rock legend's Yamaha Conservatory Grand Piano. In all, 900 items, all of which came from the British rocker's Atlanta home, were auctioned off. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.